opening capacitor there, you just have some 450 ladder line going to the receiver. Is that correct?
Not quite. It's about a foot of ladder line going to a 4-to-1 ballon, and that goes to coax.
Okay, so you're not tuning the loop with a capacitor. It's a broadbanded receiving loop.
That's right, and that's mainly because I didn't have a capacitor around. Ever since I moved here, I never finished unpacking. I've got stuff all over it. At some point, I'll unpack, get it out of storage, and then I have to make a database because I don't know where anything is. Even the stuff I'm throwing over, unpacked and put away, I don't know where it is. You know, it's not in the place it used to be all those years, so I've got to build myself a database. So I don't have a capacitor, yeah, and I wanted it for a day because maybe I want to be on different bands. You know, I don't want to be only on 40 or whatever, and I don't want to have to retune the darn thing constantly. So I'm happy with its performance so far. Obviously, in the future, I'd like to try a capacitor.
Well, that's really interesting. You happen to be playing in an area that I've been working on for a while now, and you know, I built a little QRP transmitter for 20 and 40, and I'm looking for an antenna that I can take to the field and very quickly deploy and then pack up and put it back on my backpack. And so I made a loop out of RG58 as the coax, just using the shield, and I chose 16 feet because that's about the largest size you can use for 20 meters. But I am resonating it with a capacitor, and to connect it to the radio, I'm using a toroid, an FT140-43, which the loop goes through, and then I wrap five turns around it for 20 meters and seven or eight turns for 40 with a switch to get a better match. And I use it for transmitting, and for a capacitor, I just put an SO239 connector, and I'm using a piece of coax with a PL259 on it as a capacitor, since I only want to work basically on a very small range of frequencies. So I just cut the coax until I bring it into range carefully, because it's real easy to overshoot. So in fact, what you do is you cut the coax to get it close, a little lower in frequency than you want, and then you strip some of the outside away, and you just carefully slide the shield backwards until it's in resonance, and then tape it up. And I've made a loop that I look forward to trying as soon as the weather breaks here. I'm going to let it drop. So to change bands, I just have to unscrew the coax connector and put the different coaxial capacitor in place, and then flip the switch to select a different tap on the toroid. And then yesterday I built a loop out of some refrigeration tubing, which is the same size as yours, about 2.5 feet in diameter. It was almost 8 foot worth of tubing. And I used a little tiny capacitor, which I soldered the tubing to on either side. And then at the bottom, instead of using the toroid, I just put a small loop of wire and a coax connector, about a 5-to-1 ratio between the main loop and the small loop inside. And I'm getting good match with that. That's strictly for receiving. And I built that to help one of my friends, Tony K2AMI, go on a little fox hunt to try to find a noise source in his neighborhood. So with that 100 picofarad capacitor, it resonates from 10 meters down to 30 meters. And at 30 meters, I get almost 5 units of directionality, or null, which is going to prove real useful in the direction finding, to null the noise source, and then I'll point in the direction fairly sharply. So loops are a lot of fun. And in the junk box, there's a couple of vacuum variables waiting for the big loop. Over.
Roger, here's K2EIR. Let me give anyone else a chance to get in first before I sound off. I guess it's just us. The only thing is, as you probably know, be careful when transmitting with a loop because you can develop very high voltages, so you could damage components. I may have damaged my antenna tuner with that bigger roof I had on the deck, you know, with the circumference of the deck. In fact, it was more than circumference because I used linear loading there. I wasn't thinking, you know, I know they keep warning you about the higher voltages that developed, and of course, I was not going QRP, so I may have done myself in, I may have damaged my antenna tuner. We'll have to see. I certainly hope I didn't damage anything in the rig, which still seems to work, but I haven't used it very much over the last year and a half. I love my direction finding loop because the null is really sharp on that. A couple of degrees, I've taken bearings, and, they work out very nice. And I could do it in my apartment. I left my apartment, got the same kind of bearings, so it wasn't affected. I was afraid it was being affected by pipes in the wall, things like that. So, yeah. But you've done much more than I have. It sounds like you're having fun with it. So that's good, Steve.
So tell me about your direction finding loop.
Okay, there was I don't remember which QFT a couple of years ago, but they had a little loop and a receiver. So I didn't build the receiver, I just built the loop. basically, it's a mini box. Actually, if you join the Marconi Net Yahoo group, I think those photos are still up there, although I haven't checked in months and months, and I'm not sure where you'll find it. He has pictures of the Sussex Hamfest of KB2IXT, runs MarconiNet, or used to, and he has that Yahoo group, and I brought the loop to the Sussex Hamfest. He used to be QRM a lot, so I took some bearings. It was always the same guy. Had lots of people interfering, but mostly I got the same guy, same bearing. At any rate, it's something I had come across some telephone wire, you know, the four conductor stuff. That was regular wire, copper wire, solid. I had maybe 50 feet of this stuff, and you know, the four wires were in a sheet. So I used that. Plus, I think I needed six turns. So I used that for four of the turns by threading it through some clear plastic tubing that I bought at my local hardware store. You know, they sell it by the foot, and I guess it was maybe a half-inch diameter tubing. And I had like a little eight-inch diameter loop with the ends, you know, cut that I put into the mini box and used some epoxy or whatever to hold it. And inside the mini box, I had a capacitor. And I think one of the conductors I remember was a small coaxial cable like RG-172. It worked, and with the rig, I used it with my ASU 857. I turned off HEC, the automatic gain control, and I run the RF gain down and the audio gain all the way up, and so any differences in signal strength are very apparent. And so you can rotate the loop, and you know, the difference between null and peak is very dramatic, and you get a very sharp null. So all you need underneath is a compass or some way of marking where your null is and then figuring out exactly what direction that is.
So again, that's an untuned loop, just four or five coils of wire?
Negative. This is K2EIR. It was a tuned loop. There was a capacitor. So it's the inductance of the turns plus the capacitor. And I used I've gotten a 60, I don't remember now, microfarad. It must have been micro-microfarad. 60 micro-microfarad. 60 picofarads, whatever. Trimmer capacitor, ceramic trimmer. I had bought a number of those for, you know, like a quarter a piece. And so I used that. It was a little bit more critical tuning that, but it was easy enough. And basically, I have one of the MFJ antenna analyzers, the less expensive one, the one that sells for $99. I think it's the model 207. And so I just tuned it for the lowest SWR. You know, that was sort of resonance, and it was good enough. But you can do it by ear as well once you're in the ballpark.
And what was the diameter?
Approximately 8 inches.
Oh, wow, really small. Huh. I'll have to give that a shot. That, I've got some telephone wire hanging around here and a bunch of capacitors that I could use. Well, thanks. That's neat. I hadn't considered using more than one loop. But that's what this exercise with my friend Tony is going to be all about, is trying to find this noise source, which is crazy. It shows up on his Icom 756 Pro as a very distinct pattern. Looks like grass, but it's very distinct and repetitive. And it goes from 1.8 all the way up to 30 megahertz and maybe beyond. So we're going to put his rig in the car with a battery pack and try to direction find this noise source. It'll be our second attempt.
W2JK.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
I thought he said that noise went away for a while.
It went away yesterday when it rained, and an hour after it stopped raining, it came back.
Yeah, because I went by his house one day, and I had the broadcast radio in the car, and I was coming up the hill from toward my house from the south end, and I could hear it, and then as I got up near the top of the hill, it disappeared. So I don't know if that'll help you any.
This is WITW. Well, night before last, coming home from kid night, I drove Tony home, and we put the AM broadcast on, and we went by your house as well as Tony's house, and the noise was present in both places. So I don't think that's the noise source. I don't think that what we're hearing in the broadcast radio is causing his problem. It's something else.
Okay. Good luck with that. Yeah, I thought... No, well, whatever it is went away, but, and he said he had talked to public service. I thought, well, maybe they'd done something too, but I guess not.
It's nasty noise. It's S9 plus on 40 meters. It was 20 over.
Well, I get that with the plasma TV in the house here, but that's something else again. I know what that is. Somebody else has one down there in the neighborhood, might be, could be, you never know.
Well, they follow the power lines. When I used to go out portable with your hand stick, as I drove, I used to get about 200 feet off the road with the power lines, and it was nice and quiet, and then we'd drive back, and as soon as we were on the road, all the way from this outlying part of town, all the way back to my apartment, just hearing a lot of noise. Of course, I had ignition noise as well, but there is so much garbage out there everywhere, and being near power lines, it just, even a common mode where it's just picking it up and carrying it along, it gets to be a big problem. In your case, I guess the first thing is, you know, even without direction finding, how far away do you hear it? You're, you know, a mile away, 2 miles away, 5 miles away. You really got a problem.
Well, you adjust the gain in the phase, but you said it didn't work in your current situation?
Double.
Sorry about that. If you repeat.
Yeah, I was just saying, I have a time wave, ANC4. And I gave that to Tony to give a try, but I think you mentioned you had one of those MFJ version of that with gain and phase, and you said it didn't work in your apartment?
I was able to get good results with it in my old apartment that I rented, and when I bought this condo here, just as hopeless, and I think I just couldn't get it, you know. I think it's because the noise is all around me. I'm like in a box. First of all, there's 6 or 7 apartments. This is like a garden apartment in the building. But I think everything here, whether you're talking about the ducting of a HVAC system, or you're talking about cable TV, or you're talking about power lines, the power lines are not in conduit. You know, they're just in the sheath, plastic sheath or whatever. It's just all around me. So I think that's why I can't get a phase kind of null, which is how these things work.
Yeah, it sounds like you get hit from a lot of different directions at once.
Yeah. So for Tony, I guess the thing to do is to find out how far away you find it, and it might be a good thing if you find it for some distance, because then it wouldn't be a case like mine, and then you should be able to direction find it.
Yeah, I hope so. So we'll give it a shot. Anyway, thanks for sharing your receiving loop design. That's kind of interesting, untuned like that. So and it's still, you're getting good results. That's neat. Might have to try that. I love antennas. And having an analyzer makes a big difference. I have one of these Rig Expert graphical analyzers, and you push the button, tell it what band, and bingo, and you got a sweep of the antenna real quick. And it makes all the difference. I use it for this kind of work and also for adjusting mobile antennas, and it's just a great tool. We got some neat toys these days.
I'm glad you mentioned the Rig Expert. A friend of mine is thinking of buying one. He wanted to set up a hamstick dipole, and I was going to loan him my MFJ-207. But I have found the 207 with hamsticks almost ineffective. The place where the SWR drops the null when it, you know, hits resonant frequency is so, you know, because the hamstick is so narrow, it's almost impossible to find, you know. And what the MFJ needs is a fine tuning on that controls the oscillator and doesn't have. So how do you find the Rig Expert on very narrow banded short antennas like the hamstick?
It's excellent because you can control the screen resolution. You can start out, you know, you can view the whole HF spectrum from, you know, up to 30 megahertz. Of course, you'll miss, because there's only so many points on the display, you won't even see the drop. But if you know, for example, you're going to be on 40 meters, you can pick a few megahertz wide display, and you'll find the dip, and then you can zoom in on it and make your adjustment and immediately see the effect. So it's a superb tool. Highly recommended.
Very good. Well, maybe it'll be my next antenna analyzer. Yeah, I wish I could remember that QST issue that had the receiver in the small loop. Again, that was 75 meters. That loop, tuned loop, just didn't have a lot of, you know, sensitivity, you know, because it's small. But it worked. Basically, I was mostly direction finding for my apartment a S9 signal, and I'm pretty sure it was coming from Queens. You know, I really didn't get the directionality which side of the loop it was. I forgot what you call it. You get another antenna that's supposed to make a cardioid pattern. I could never get that to work, so I had to use logic, whether it was coming from the north or the south, you know. The null was pretty sharp. Anyway, yes, good talking with you. Good luck, and thank you, Don. Good evening to you, too. K2EIR.
Yeah, one quick comment.
Yeah, go.
With the Rig Expert, get one of the new ones now, because they've changed the design. They're now in color, and there's two versions. There's a U.S. version, and there's an international version. For patent reasons, you know, rights reasons, the U.S. version will not display a Smith chart. It displays a polar plot instead, which some folks find not nearly as useful. But the trick is, you can buy the U.S. version here. Ham Radio Outlet sells it, Array Solutions sells it. And then you can reflash the firmware with the international firmware, and you'll get the full, you'll get Smith charts instead of polar plots. So, just something to note if you go forward, Howard.
Okay. Well, I've talked to a few people recently about Smith charts. Actually, my friend George, who's thinking of buying the Rig Expert, is studying for the expert. Was asking me about Smith charts, and I had to tell him I never really got interested in them. I never thought they were too useful, despite the literature, and always felt, you know, I could sidestep it without any loss. So I don't know if you feel the same way.
Well, the last time I thoroughly understood Smith charts was in college, and that was a long time ago. but there is a program on the net called SimSmith, and there's a Yahoo group too. And the SimSmith program has some good info. If you're into Smith charts, the program is a must-have. It's a freebie and well-supported in with a Yahoo group. I have an older, I have an AA520, which is, they don't make anymore, the Rig Expert, but the new ones all now have the fancy Smith chart display, so maybe someday I'll upgrade, but it's a great tool. It's if you like to play with the antennas and transmission lines, I really like the Rig Expert. So about the only downside is it's kind of big and bulky if you want to go hiking with it in the field. There's a couple companies that make these little SWR analyzers. They don't do quite as much, but they're much more convenient. See you later. Enjoy the chat, and thanks for sharing. K2EIR, WITW. And, Don, I don't know if you're still in there.
Howie, good talking to you guys. 73s, and see you again sometime. Howie, what are you going on, 40 meters now?
I'm just going to listen. I'm not setting up for transmitting. It's too big a deal.
Okay, very good. Okay, because I'm set up for 40 meters.
Yeah, well, I could put another power supply on this rig if you want to compare what we're listening to, but I don't have the clock handy, but I have a feeling I'm only going to spend 5 or so minutes for this, so, you know, it's probably late, and, it just wouldn't be worthwhile, you know, to get too elaborate. I'm hoping I could find a chunk of time where I actually can go on and set up both antennas. And by the way, Steve, if you're still listening, what I use for, or plan to use when I have one antenna receiving and the other transmitting is the MFJ noise canceller, because it can act as an antenna switch. The receive antenna goes to the auxiliary thing, and so it'll protect it. Do the switching for me, so I'll be able to use one antenna for transmitting and loop for receiving. Okay, Don, say goodnight. Thanks for the offer about 40 meters. Another time, K2EIR.
Okay, Howie, very good, very good. 73 is to you, Steve. 72JK, clear. Good night.
All right, good night, Don. Good night, Howie. See you guys later. WI2W clear.
W2EDC disconnected.
Morning, KD2, be alarmed.
Just want to let you know I'm on the road. I'll give you a call when I get on the Merritt Parkway.
Okay, we're not going to, we'll probably be short on time today with your hour change and time I got to leave, but you'll get here in time.
Okay, very good. See you then. I'll give you a call when I get close. N1LU mobile.
KD2, VOR, stationary. Ready to go out the door. I'm going to go grab another cup of coffee.
Okay, very good. I'll be there pretty fast. I'm going quickly. Anyway, I've got the antenna, the J-pole from that same guy that you got your dual band J-pole from.
Hey, very good. All right. I'll catch you when you get here. I'll be on the road for a few minutes, too. I'm going to get my coffee. KD2, be alarmed.
Okay, very good. Talk to you then. N1LU, mobile.
KD2, be alarmed, mobile.
N1LU, mobile. Yeah, I'm going to stop in a little while for coffee as well.
Yesterday I was on K2XDX's 440 repeater, I think it's 446525 if I'm not mistaken, and I was talking to the owner of the repeater, and this guy came up and said, that guy that you're talking to is loud, he says. The guy says, try backing off the microphone a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's one thing they can never say about your signal, that you're not loud, that's for sure.
Yeah, we seem to have the same trait there. Even I told you before, back in my 11-meter days, audio was my pet peeve.
Well, that's the name of the game in this hobby, communicating. You got to be loud, you got to be heard and clear.
Big difference in the repeater tonight. I'm in a part of Kearney right now, and sometimes the repeater gets a little spotty, and it's coming in real good tonight compared to last night.
Yeah, it was terrible yesterday. Even going home, it was still pretty noisy.
Well, I got scalped yesterday. I finally got that mop off the top of my head.
No, that's good. What do you pay for a haircut over there?
I go to one of my customers' wives right to the house in Kearney. She charges $14. It's about the going rate. She's a customer. They spend money with me. I drop a $20 bill on the table, and I say thank you very much, and I leave.
Yeah, even with a tip, that's pretty good. Yeah, you go to get a haircut around here. When I used to get my haircut, if I threw in the beard as well, told them to trim the beard, they charged me $30.
God, N1LU, KD2, VOR. I remember when I was little and my father set me down, took me down to the barber. I think a haircut was like 75 cents. I don't remember. It's so long ago. But, all right, I'm at the quick check. I'll be right out. KD2, VOR.
All right, I might be in the mobile station when you get back. So if I don't answer you, just give me a minute. N1LU mobile.
Good morning, Vic. 82 BOR, you got a heck of a hum in there.
I have a hum.
Something's not right.
Yeah, that should be better.
Yeah, give me a little more chatter.
Yeah, that should be better now.
Yeah, it's better. What are you working on?
None. I had a different microphone on. I think the battery's dead. I forgot.
should be back from getting his coffee. He's on his way down, coming to my shop this morning.
Ah, for the yellow box, huh?
Yeah, if he wants it. And I got that cigarette lighter adapter for a THF6 that I have no use for anymore, since I got radios in every place. So he's welcome to it, because he's getting a THF6.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, I'm just coming back from getting my second cup of coffee. N1OU, if you're out there, pick it up, 82BOR. Either he's having a snack, or he ain't back yet.
Yeah, you're there. All right, I'll be standing by. KC2YGV.
Yeah, I'm just about back at the shop. 82BOR.
N1LU back.
Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Vic. How's it going?
Good, not too bad. How about yourself?
It's Friday, so it's good.
Yeah, I hear you. I gotta figure out what this Obamacare stuff here. Would the medical coverage do work? Do I still have to sign up for Obamacare?
No, as far as I know. As long as you have insurance, you don't have to do that. It's the people that don't have insurance have to sign up for that.
And what are you going to do to the people that have no jobs out here that can't sign up for it?
I'm not sure what they do with people with no jobs. I really don't know. Luckily, I've never been in that position. I'm sure we're going to pay for it as usual.
Because I was reading something earlier online that says you're not exempt from it if you don't have a job. And I was looking at that, reading it, and I'm saying to myself, well, how are people that have no jobs going to pay for this stuff?
Yeah, I know, that doesn't make sense. It's kind of like debtor's prison. I'll ask a guy at work that I know. He's pretty much into this Obamacare stuff. He doesn't use it, but it just bugs him. So he may know why. Give me a minute, I gotta get a sip of my coffee that I just bought, N1LU Mobile.
KC2YJV.
There we go, just had to lubricate the vocal cords.
Yeah, I hear you there, I definitely do.
What mic do you have on that radio?
I have a D104 on here right now.
Yeah, sounds good. Is that the amplified one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can tell. It's always nice and loud. Did you do much HF lately?
Yeah, I was HFing with this mic earlier.
Yeah, we got to try to get on again some afternoon. Let you hear how the radio's sounding.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I've got a boom arm, whatever the hell they call that, and I got a pop screen on mine. But I tell you, I'm not used to talking through a pop screen. I can't see the microphone because the screen's so big. It's a little awkward, but everybody seems to like it. I think what I'm going to do is look around for a foam cover for the mic head. See if that helps.
Well, I have a ribbon mic also that I use on a boom. It's not with me at the moment. It's in its case. But I have the pop screen on it, and I prefer not having it on there.
Yeah, I saw a good demonstration on YouTube. I was looking up how to build your own pop screen. I decided to go with a cheap one from the same guy that I bought the arm from. Like $9.95. The arm was $18, so I don't have much invested in this, but it's a nice setup. It's real nice for me now because I can just sit up straight and pull the microphone right to my mouth instead of having to lean over. But anyway, the guy, after he built the pop screen, he does internet broadcasts or whatever. made a transmission without the, or he made a, yeah, he made a transmission without the pop screen and one with the pop screen on, and really did make a big difference.
Yeah, you hear the when the person talks, and that must be the guy that does the podcast.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for, podcast. But yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I don't know what kind of mic he had. You know, he wasn't a ham radio guy. He was just a radio guy. And what exactly your podcast?
Well, you do your internet broadcasts and stuff like that. Some of them are what they consider live, and some of them are pre-broadcasted podcasts. It's sort of kind of like, I wouldn't say a talk show. It's like a discussion that a lot of people have.
It looked like it was in his house. What did he do? He has people phoning in?
You could, if you wanted to.
Yeah, it must be a nice setup. I guess he's filming while he's doing this.
Yeah. I mean, I could do podcasts from my cell phone if I really wanted to. But yeah, a lot of people have these big setups and everything for podcasts, and you got to be really heavily into it.
Do they make money doing it?
You can. I really don't know anybody who does, but I know you can.
JV, N1LU Mobile. Yeah, my son was telling me that there's kids that post YouTube videos on a regular basis, you know, based around some specific interest. And by the number of hits you get on it, you get advertisers, and you can make money doing that.
Yeah, they do. Don't mind me, I'm listening to, I'm watching a concert with Celtic Women right now. That's on at the same time.
Yeah, I can hear it in the background. I like those. I remember when Riverdance came out, I watched that. I've got a warm spot in my heart for that part of the world. I don't know why. I know I have Scottish blood in me. I think on my father's side. But that's always been a sort of a magical place for me. I've never been there. I would like to go, and maybe when we retire. I work with a guy from Ireland, and he goes back all the time. In fact, he's due to head back there. He owns a sheep farm. He inherited it. He used to help this old guy out with his sheep. He'd go out there during the birthing and the shearing. And in fact, we heard a story about him saving a lamb that was born not quite alive, and he brought it back by giving it mouth-to-mouth right there out in the field. But he owns 400 acres. He sold some of them off, but he's still got a sheep farm, and I'd like to go visit him one time out there. Lives in a small town called Sneem in County Kerry.
Yeah, well, I grew up with a lot of Irish people. You know, us Guineas. We were here. The Irish were the cops. And the Guineas were the crooks.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, he tells stories about it, and I'd love to go out there. I like the Irish accent, especially on a lass. Although I do hear the Irish girls out there a little bit on the hairy side. They don't shave their legs or their armpits.
Yeah, a lot of the American girls are starting to get into that fad, too. That's a big European thing.
Yeah, I've never been quite into that. I think I've known one woman or one girl at the time who, I think she was Puerto Rican, and she was like that. It wasn't real pleasing. Americans like their women nice and smooth.
Yeah, I don't like anybody I would have to date using a weed whacker. N1LU KC2YJV.
Yeah, I don't like a girl Ella's got a, you know, bigger beard than mine. N1LU Mobile, let's see if Rocky's back. KD2BOR. N1LU Mobile.
You must still be getting into the shop there, but yeah, my old saying is, I joke around, I don't like kissing Italian women because they have a bigger beard than mine.
Luckily, it's early in the morning. I think we can get away with this conversation. Otherwise, we might be inundated with complaints. I always tease my wife. I said, you can always tell an Italian girl. She's always got a mustache.
Hey, you know what? If people ain't got a sense of humor, then I don't know what to tell them. In today's day and age, you got to have a sense of humor.
Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walks like a woman, talks like a man. KB2TIA.
Hey, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
What's happened, Steve?
Not much. Just came off of a 40. Not much happening there. Canary Islands, Germany, and somebody else, all Bulgaria. Was nothing much. And so I just popped back down here.
Yeah, I was talking to Antigua in Germany earlier.
Which one, Babs?
I have no clue. All I know is the guy said he was in Antigua. I couldn't barely make out what he said because he speaks English, but not that great English. I got his call sign and stuff, did a signal report, what was required, and released him. And then I did an IEIP something out of Germany.
Okay, very good. Well, there's that German couple that's always on vacation, and they broadcast from Antigua. There's a guy, I can't remember his name offhand, but his wife's name is Babs, and they're always on vacation somewhere in the Caribbean and working DX.
Well, I don't know if you got them earlier, but they were on 20 meters. The International Research Center in Alaska.
Nope, I only got home about a quarter after one.
Over to you, Charlie. Or Rocky, you back yet, Rock?
KD2BOR. Good morning, Steve. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, Rock. Had kind of a bummer of a night. I was supposed to leave early, and then about half an hour before I was leaving, one of the maids took a heart attack and died. So I ended up getting stuck. I mean, that's no big deal. It's really bad circumstances. She collapsed in a service driveway and died in a pile of trash. I mean, just unbelievable. And my supervisor tried to resuscitate her, gave her mouth-to-mouth and chest compressions, and no good.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so we had, three fire trucks, an ambulance, and about 20 cops all showed up for it. And then they secured the driveway. I guess they wanted to make sure it wasn't foul play, since she was found next to a garbage baler in a pile of trash. Her head was actually on a garbage bag, like a pillow. And it's like where we compress our garbage and everything, and it gets picked up. So the guy coming to pick up the baler found her. And so we reviewed the videos, and there's no foul play. She just, she kind of looks like she's laying down. And then you see, like, a garbage bin move, and she's gone.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
So they called her son up and just said that, oh, you should get yourself to the hospital. You know, they didn't tell him on the phone. And we're hoping that they spare him the details of where and how she died.
N1LU mobile.
Hey, Charlie.
Just got pulled over by a cop. I'm trying to get to Rockies before he has to leave. So I may have been exceeding the speed limit a tad. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, today's going to be the day I get pulled over. And sure as shooting, I got pulled over in Yonkers.
Is he bothering you?
I'm on my way. I gave him my nephew's police card. And get this. This is pretty funny. He says, where are you coming from? He goes, you know why I pulled you over? I said, I'm guessing I was speeding. He goes, yeah, that, and you were changing lanes erratically. He goes, where are you coming from? I said, Connecticut. He goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to work in New Jersey. I work for, he goes, what do you do? I said, I work for a company called Thumans. He smiled. He goes, the deli best? And he let me off.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's definitely cool. I got a notification from the Hamfest that I was at that supposedly I won the big prize. I thought you had to be there, but evidently not. They notified me today. And the big prize is, get this, an IC-7000.
Jesus, I can never win something like that.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I get it here. But now it's going to make another rig on the thing, and I still got to sell this one yet.
That's a nice radio, that 7000.
Yeah, I'll probably put it in the mobile. But I got the FT-2000 here now, so I have to get rid of this one.
I'm still cracking up with that cop when he said the deli best. I thought he was going to say, who? I never heard of them. That was pretty funny.
Everybody knows who Thumans is. Come on.
Anyway, I've slowed down a little bit now. I'm on the Major Deegan, a couple of miles away from the George. Back to you, Steve.
Charlie, how many times a year would you say you get pulled over?
Well, this year, that's the first one, 2014. That's my first pullover.
Seems like every other month you're telling us you get pulled over.
He's got to get what I got on the back of my truck.
What's that?
I got it. It says amateur radioactive. It's got like a radioactive thing on it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Ever since I got the red car, oh, crap. Oh, good, he's not after me, I don't think. Another cop out there with his lights on. Looks like he's going after the guy behind me. I better slow down. 80 is not cool. ever since I got this red car, I've been pulled over more times than my whole career driving.
Yeah, I believe it. They like the red cars for some reason. License plates with the little red rectangle stickers that say you're underage, come pull me over.
Yeah, I better be careful when I get in Jersey, especially heading through Kearney.
I got to get together with you guys one time when I get a chance just to shoot the breeze.
Charlie, I forgot the microphone.
That's right, no big deal. I'm sure I'll see you again. Vic, I don't think you know. I ordered a THF-6.
Yeah, Rocky was telling me you were picking one up. Where'd you order it from?
It's coming from Paris. Paris, Texas. Main trading company.
Very good. Yeah, I was going to sell this on QRZ or on EHAM, and I was already warned this afternoon not to. They said because there's some hams out there that are like sticking their little fat fingers and stuff, and they'll get it, keep it for like a week, and then turn around and say, oh no, the radio wasn't working, so I gotta do this a more difficult way. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna advertise this one.
unless you're selling it to somebody you know, you always take that chance. That's why you got to put in the ad, you know, as is or all deals final or whatever, or at least have a conversation with the guy on the phone. But yeah, you know, I know what you mean. You take that chance. I don't know what I'd do if I had a radio that was that that big and that expensive to sell. I don't think I've ever sold anything like that. I'd probably want to sell it directly to someone. You should take it to a ham fest one day, see if you can sell it.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't carry $1,300 with them at a ham fest. And they always try to talk you down. And with everything this is going with, I mean, it's a complete station. You can't get any more for this thing. All you have to do is add a power supply. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going for new right now.
$1,495 new. And this one's about coming up 2 years old. Mint condition with the signal link, the VHF, UHF meter, the triplexer, the power mic, the programming cable, the programming software. I mean, the latest software that's in it, firmware from Kenwood. It's going everything.
I'm in a bad spot. Stand by. Got to pick it up, Steve.
Not much going on. Getting bummed. I only got like 4 QSL cards since Christmas. I got really spoiled because they were coming in like 4 a week. And then I'd get a package from the Bureau once in a while, and that'd be like another 17, like 20 cards. So I've been really bummed out this year. I didn't get like any cards. It's just like instantly stopped. So I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, I made myself a new QSL card, and right now I'm working on my QRZ page, try to lighten it up a little. And that's about it. Over to you, Rock. We haven't heard from you in a while. KD2BOR, KV2TIA.
Thanks, Steve. KD2BOR. Just don't have much to add. Just cruising around on the internet, looking at different things. I don't know if I spoke to you yesterday. I don't remember, but I finally was able to get three of the I cleared out my 235 in the truck and just put three repeaters, local ones, in around here in the 220 radio. And yesterday, I actually finally figured out how to program the TYT.
What's your first impressions of it?
For what it is, Steve, I don't think it's a bad radio. I keyed up with it just to see if I could hit repeaters on this Anley antenna, but I don't know what the SWR is, so I don't want to keep continually keying up. But I tell you one thing I do like about it, the internal speaker in this radio compared to the Alinco and the Yaesu, you don't even have to put an external speaker on this radio. The internal speaker is a lot larger and sounds fantastic.
Okay, sounds like a good good deal. What antenna are you using with that?
I have the Anley A300 dual band, very similar to your Tram. It's all copy, the Tram, the Comet. It's the two-piece one. It's not the three-piece one like yours. They wanted a lot more money for that one. I bought this antenna for the band specialty.
Okay. I'm not familiar with any Anley products, I can't say. I've even heard of it, so. But, you know, that's my experience. Over to you, Charlie. KB2TIA in the group.
N1LU Mobile. Just got off the George. I'm on Route 46. I'm coming. You have any trees behind you, Rocky, at the shop?
There's some sort of tree next to me, Charlie, but it's not on my property, but the way things are situated here, I could probably pull something up into it and nobody would even know it's there.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm thinking about with this J-pole. For now, I brought I think it's like a 20-foot piece of Radio Shack coax, just so you can hook it up, maybe pull it up to the ceiling in the shop. I think you got pretty high ceilings. I'm not sure what you'll be able to hit from there, but at least you can transmit safely
on that, because this is a 220 antenna.
Yeah, we'll give it a go. I was thinking about where I was going to put this, but I got to go look at something on one of the caps. The kid just came over here. I'll be back in a little bit. KD2POR, I guess, Nick, you take it.
It's like a repeat of last night. Was I on last night, or was it the night before Vic disappeared? KB2TIA, over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, Vic's like the New Jersey version of Joe. Joe will do that, too. Joe and Paul sometimes just disappear for no reason, then not come back again.
I'm still here.
There you are. You disappeared the last time you were on. You disappeared and never came back.
I fell asleep.
You transmitting from bed?
No, I was in my chair. And the problem with this chair is it's so comfortable.
Yeah, that's one thing about my operating position. If I fall asleep, I'm going to fall on the floor.
Hey, Rocky, you have room for a mast on that building?
Yeah, step out. He's got a mast set up there already. I forgot what he's got on there. Besides that Anley, I don't know if he has anything else, but he does have a mast set up.
My buddy's got I think it's a 36-foot telescoping mast he's selling for $100.
Metal or fiberglass?
No, it's the metal one. It telescopes up from Rohan.
Is it pronounced Rohan or Roan? I always called it Roan.
Roan, Rohan, whatever it is, I have no idea, but I know he has it, and he only had it up about a year, and then he took it down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, those are nice. Those are real nice. I see them all the time. I know a website that sells those new. At least I think it's their brand.